听众姐妹早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
感谢上帝，我们在能够在新年的第一天，就是一个崇拜的主日，聚在一起来敬拜上帝。
The bank and praise the Lord that the first day of 2017 is a Sunday and we can come and worship God together.
新年开始的时候呢，我们每个人都有一些美好的计划，希望能够今年能够完成。
As the new year begins, many of us have hopes in our hearts of just beautiful plans, things we want to see accomplished this year.
但是这些计划里面，在我们的生活里面，有一些事情是非常重要的。
And in these thoughts and plans that we have in our hearts, some of them are very important.
什么是重要的事情呢？
But what is actually most important?
你可能觉得今年2017年是一个重要的时刻。
Maybe you think this first day of the new year is an important moment.
一个人重要的时刻到底是什么时候呢？
When is an important moment in our lives?
你觉得人是出生的时候那颗时候重要呢，还是离开这个世界的时候重要呢？
Which is more important, when we first come into the world or when we leave the world?
前几天我听到一句非常有意思的话。
Recently I heard a very interesting
这句话就是这样说的。一个人出生的时候
it goes like this, that when a person is born,
一个人在哭，周围的人都在笑。
If one person is suffering, but everyone else is laughing.
但是当一个人死了的时候呢，
but when a person dies,
周围的人都在哭，
everyone's crying.
但是要问那一个人，他是在笑还是在哭呢？
And so we have to ask, is that person who left the world laughing or they crying, suffering?
我听到的是一个基督教电台的那个里面的一个讲的内容。
This was actually something that I heard on a program on a Christian television station.
他说的是一个人死亡的时候，周围的人都在哭，那个人在笑。
So they were saying that when a person leaves the world, if they're a Christian, that the people around them are crying, but that person is actually laughing.
但是在我们的生活里面，我们常常看到的是周围的人在哭，那个人也在哭。
But in our lives, we see around us oftentimes it's not just the people around us that are crying, but also the one who has left.
但是有些人却是在笑。
But some people are laughing.
为什么那些人能够笑呢？
But why? Why can they laugh?
作为基督徒来说，
As a Christian,
我们真正的生命是离开这个世界的时候是应该笑的。
When we leave this world, it's truly a cause for laughing, for rejoicing.
因为在我们的生命里面，我们知道主会再来。
Because we know that the Lord is going to come again.
主的再来是我们基督教信仰一个非常非常重要的一个话题。
So the second coming of the Lord, that's a really important part of our Christian faith.
我们都知道在基督教神学里面有几个重要的主题。
We know that in Christian theology there are several very important topics.
上帝论、基督论、圣灵论、什么教会论、救恩论。
For instance, theology of God, theology of salvation, theology of the church, and so on.
教会论和末世论。
And then of course, eschatology.
而末世论里面一个非常重要的主题就是主的再来。
And in eschatology,one of the most important things is the second coming of the Lord.
我们今天读的这一段经文，马可福音13:24-27里面就谈的是主的再来。
And so this passage in the Bible that we read today from Mark chapter 13 verses 24-27 is talking about exactly that, the second coming of the Lord.
马可福音第十三章呢是一段指向未来的经文。
It is a passage of the Bible that's talking about the future.
弟兄姐妹，你们读了觉得容易还是难呢？
Brothers and sisters, when you read it, do you feel like it's easy to understand or hard to understand?
马可福音十三章是一段容易懂的经文吗？
Is Mark chapter 13 an easy passage to understand?
坦白来说，这段经文是非常的困难理解的。
But to tell you the truth, it's actually a very hard passage to understand.
我们看到马可福音在第十章提到耶稣第三次预言自己将要被杀，但是同时也会复活。
We see here in this passage that Jesus predicts for the third time, in this chapter, we see that Jesus predicts for the third time that he will be crucified and then rise from the dead.
在我们第十三章里面， 第第一节到第二节，耶稣又预言了一件非常重要的事情，那就是圣殿将要被毁灭。
And in the first and second verse of this chapter, Jesus talks about an extremely important event that's going to happen, which is the destruction of the second temple in Jerusalem.
接着在十三章的第三到二十三节里面又谈了两件事情。
And so following that, in the verses we're looking at today, it's talking about, of course,
the coming. 灾难的不断的兴起。
Oh, that there will be many disasters, there will be much, a time of great distress.
门徒们要受苦。
And that the followers of Jesus will suffer.
最后有个大的灾难。
And the great testing.
在其中的话，假先知要迷惑选民。
We have many false prophets arise to try andlead astray the people of God.
这段经文，这特别接下来就是我们今天讲到的马可福音第十三章二十四到二十七节的经文。
And so this passage here is talking about that we're looking at today is talking about the second coming of Christ.
就是这样的一段经文，是一段非常困难理解的经文。
But it's also very difficult for me to understand.
我们可以想象一下，为什么？那耶稣的门徒会跟他说：“拉比，夫子，你看看这个圣殿是多么的漂亮呢？”
Let's think together. Here, the disciples are saying to Jesus, "Oh, Master, look at the temple. Oh, it's so magnificent."
这就是马可福音第十三章一开始的内容。
That's what we see in the very beginning of Mark chapter 13.
耶稣的门徒在跟耶稣炫耀说：“你看，就是圣殿是多么的宏伟。”
They're saying to Jesus, "Look."Our temple, how awesome it is.
但是耶稣接下来那句话很特别。你看见的这块这个大的殿宇将来没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁。
But Jesus has quite a response for them. Do you see? This temple, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down.
接着呢他的门徒就说啊那日子会来到了吗？
And so then his disciples are thinking, well, Lord, when is that going to happen?
但是耶稣说那日子还没来。
But then Jesus says, it hasn't come, it hasn't come yet.
但接着就是耶稣讲到灾难的兴起和大灾难的事情。
But then he talks about the coming time of distress.
讲过后来就是耶稣谈到他自己很快就要来了。
And then he talks about his own return.
在马可福音第十三章二十四到二十七节，在四节的经文里面谈了两件事情。
In these four verses of the chapter 13 of Mark, we see two things.
就是主再来的两个方面。
The two aspects of the return of Jesus Christ.
第一个就是主再来的日子。
The first is the day of the return of the Lord.
第二十四节到第二十五节说
Verses 24 to 27 says
在那些日子那灾难以后日头要变黑了月亮也不放光众星要从天上坠落天使都要震动
So it says in verse 24 and 25 But in those days following that distress The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light The stars will fall from the sky And the heavenly bodies will be shaken
其实在旧约里面一直都在预言一个重要的日子。
Actually, in the Old Testament, there were many prophecies concerning a very important day.
那就是耶和华的日子。
And that is the day of the Lord.
在先知书里面提到不下十次。
And in the books of the prophets in the Old Testament, it's mentioned many times.
在以赛亚书第十三章第九节到第十六节里面提到这样的事情。
We see it, for instance, in the Book of Isaiah in chapter 13.
耶和华的日子临到，必有残忍愤恨烈怒，使这地荒凉，从其中出灭罪人。
So we see when the day of the Lord comes, it will be a time of punishment. It will be a time of desolation.
里面有一句话说是天上的众星群宿都不发光，日头一出就变黑暗，月亮也不放光。
And so here there's a passage where it says that the stars in the sky will fall from their place and the sun will not give its light and the moon will be darkened.
这一节经文跟我们二十四节经文是不是很像呢？
And doesn't that sound awfully similar to what we're reading here?
这里面在讲什么呢？
What is it talking about?
以赛亚书十三章讲的是上帝要兴起巴比伦人来惩罚以色列人。
In the book of Isaiah is talking about how God will raise up the Babylonians to punish the Israelites.
耶和华的日子是一个审判的日子。
So the day of the Lord here we see is a day of judgment.
审判悖逆犯罪的以色列人。
And it's a day to judge the sinful and disobedient Jewish people.
但是同时耶和华的日子也是一个拯救的日子。
But it's also, we see the day of the Lord is it's a day of salvation.
在以赛亚书十四章十二节到十五节里面说
Here in the book of Isaiah chapter 14.
明亮之星早上之子啊你何竟从天坠落你在公拜列国的何竟被砍倒在地呢
And here it talks about your bright and morning star, son of the dawn, how you've been cast down.
这就是谈到上帝虽然借着巴比伦来审判以色列但是最终巴比伦本身也会受到上帝的审判上帝要来救赎以色列民
And so here we see how God will use Babylon to judge the Israelites but actually in the end Babylon itself will be judged and God will save his people
这个日子就是耶稣谈到他自己再来的日子
And so this is what Jesus is talking about when he says he'll be returning he'll be coming again
就是一个审判的日子
It's a day of judgment
同时也是一个救赎的日子
But it's also a day of salvation
我们看看那个马可福音第十三章第三节到第二十三节里面
When we look in the, chapter 13 of the Gospel of Mark verses 13 to 23 we see
耶稣谈到将来以色列人会有个不断的灾难
that the Israelites will have constant disasters and suffering
说明是当时特别一个明显的标志就是连圣殿都被毁了
And even the temple itself will be destroyed
为什么呢
Why
以色列人他们当时的情况实际是一个背叛犯罪的情况
It's because at that time the Israelites were very disobedient
他们要遭受上帝的审判
And so they would meet with God's judgment
对这一个耶和华的日子的理解门徒们却认为说是那个圣殿
And so the understanding of the disciples of Jesus at the time was that the judgment was talking about the first destruction of the temple
耶稣却提醒门徒你们要忍耐真正耶和华的日子要等到他再来才是一个完结
ButJesus is telling us not the destruction or actually the second destruction of the temple it will be the end but rather it will be the coming of Jesus himself the second coming that would be the day of the Lord
那耶和华的日子耶稣基督再来的日子圣经里面有清楚的描述吗
the coming of the Lord does the Bible actually describe this clearly
在马可福音第十三章第二十八节到三十一节里面有谈到一件事情。
Here in the gospel, of Mark chapter 13, verses 28 to 31, we see it talking about something.
耶稣说：“你们可以从无花果树学一个比喻。”
Jesus says, "You can learn a lesson from a fig tree."
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
You can see that when the leaves start to turn tender, that the summer will soon come.
你们当你们看到各样的灾难战争爆发的时候你们应该知道一件事情主要来了
So when you see wars and disasters increasing you know that the coming of the Lord is drawing near
这个人子进了正在门口了
That the Lord is just standing at the door
这是一种多么强烈的感觉呢
What a powerful like sense that is
就在你家的门口
He's standing right at the door.
主耶稣马上就要再来。
The Lord is about to return.
那一种非常强烈的感觉。
That's a very intense feeling.
但是因为是接下来第三十二节到第三十七节又说了。
But here we see in the verses 24 to 27.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有谁知道呢？唯有父知道。
But here it says that. Actually no one knows about that day or hour not even the angels in heaven or the Son but only the Father
一种感觉是就在门口很快要来
So we see that on the one hand, there's a sense of, oh, he's at the door, about to return.
那同时接下来说，这个日子呢，主耶稣都不知道，唯有天上的父知道。
But at the same time, we see that even Jesus himself doesn't know the hour, only the Father knows.
我就想这一种为什么这个他两段经文结合在一起，表达出来什么呢？
Why are these two passages, these two verses together? What are they telling us?
要说明主耶稣再来的那种状态带给门徒们什么样的影响呢？
So what kind of influence should it have on the disciples?
那就是很强烈的感觉，主马上要来。
On the one hand, a very intense sense, wow, the Lord is about to return.
但是同时不知道到底哪一天来。
But at the same time, we're not sure when.
上帝的旨意为什么这样？
Why is God's will such as this?
这里面有个很重要的解释，就是耶稣他自己解释的。
And there's an important explanation which is from Jesus himself.
就好像耶稣跟随的门徒就像一个仆人来侍奉他的主人。
That he uses the analogy of a servant and his master.
他的主人离开。
His master leaves.
仆人不知道什么时候会回来。
And the servant doesn't know when he'll return.
仆人们应该怎么来面对主人交给他们的任务呢？
So how should the servants act in terms of the responsibilities that the master has given them?
要警醒。
They should be alert.
因为主人随时可能回来。
Because the master may return at any time.
这就是主耶稣告诉他们门徒，他快要来了，但日子不知道。
So that's really the same idea that Jesus is tellingHis disciples, when he says that he will be returning, he will return soon, and yet no one knows exactly when.
如果我们反过来想一想，
so if we think of it from another angle,
如果说耶稣的门徒知道耶稣什么时候来会怎么样？
If the disciples knew exactly when Jesus was going to return, what would it?
这个世界上的人如果说知道耶稣哪一天再来，他们会人们会怎么反应？
If the people of Israel knew that Jesus was going to return on the exact day, then what would their reaction be?
如果说这个世界上的人知道耶稣哪一天再来，基督教就不是一个信仰。
If we actually knew the exact day when Jesus is coming back, then Christianity wouldn't really even be a faith at that point.
你们觉得呢？
What do you think?
如果说我们知道耶稣基督哪一天再来，我们的信仰就不存在了。
If we knew the exact time Jesus is coming back,
you know, 就会变成一种商业的交换。
Or faith would simply be a kind of commercial transaction.
一种利益的交换。
A kind of exchange of.
因为我们基督教信仰就变成一个可以看得见，我们可以好像去摸得着的一个物品。
It's almost like it were some kind of a thing that could be seen and held.
因为我们可以提前一天知道说那耶稣要再来了，我再提前一天或者提前一个小时甚至提前一秒说我信了耶稣。
So that the day before, the hour before the moment Jesus, and we would say, oh, I want to believe in Jesus.
这个基督教信仰就没有了意义。
So it's almost like there's no need for faith.
我们教会这两千年来一直都在等待着耶稣基督再来的日子。
The church has been waiting for more than 2,000 years for the return of Christ.
一直在保持一种警醒，强烈的感觉耶稣基督要来，但是他还没有来，我们在等待。
Constantly maintaining a sense of vigilance and alertness and yet the Lord still has not returned.
耶稣基督再来的日子，
But the day that Jesus returns,
不仅对于教会初期他们受逼迫教会的状况，弟兄姐妹非常期待能够来。
That was not only something that the Christians suffering under heavy persecution during the time of the early church greatly anticipated.
也可以说是这两千年来教会都在一个期待的事情。
You could also say that really for the entire history of the church, Christians have
really anticipated this.
Lord, come.
因为我们看我们自己的生活，看这个世界的时候，我们真的是要渴望主再来。
When we look at this world, when we look at the state of our lives, we long for the Lord's return.
Because
it's a corrupt world. And all people are suffering. And we long for the Lord's return to renew this world. And to complete his salvation. But why hasn't he returned?
彼得后书三章九节有说，
here in the gospel, in the book of 1 Peter, it says,
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这就是主还没有再来的原因。
So this is an important reason why the Lord has not returned.
因为还有人没有得救。
There are still people to be saved.
所以他没有来。
So he has not yet returned.
他要他的门，跟随他的门徒们保持一种强烈的感觉，他要来，但没有来，还在等待。
He wants his disciples to have this very intense sense. He is about to return and yet not being sure exactly when.
在让跟随他的门徒，跟随他的弟兄姐妹呢，能够参与到神的旨意里面去。
So for the disciples and the brothers and sisters to be actively participating in God's work in this world.
就是让属于他的人能够悔改得救。
And that is to have those who belong to God repent and turn to Jesus.
普通的世人呢
The average person
死亡的存在提醒着他们要修改自己的人生目标和方向
The existence of death reminds them that they need to revise their life pursuits and goals
因为死亡会让他们很多的目标和追求变得没有意义
Because the reality of death will make many goals that people pursue just meaningless
而我们基督徒呢
But what about us Christians?
主的再来让我们的生活变得有了意义
The coming of the Lord gives our lives true meaning, purpose
因为这个改主的再来就改变着我们的生活目标
It changes the goal of our life
提醒我们要参与到主的使命当中去
That we want to actively participate in the commands of the Lord
那就是把属于主的人带到主的面前
And that is especially to lead those who don't know him
我们都知道耶稣讲了一个非常经典的故事
We know, Jesus once told a very classic story
那就是财主和拉撒路的故事
And that was the story of the rich man and Lazarus
一个可怜的乞丐拉撒路他死了
一个 very pitiful beggar, he died
但是他却回到了亚伯拉罕的怀里
But he went to be in the bosom of Abraham
而生前奢侈没有怜悯心肠的财主他死了
But the wealthy man who had lived in luxury without any compassion, he died.
他却死在地狱里面了。
But he was in hell.
说地狱里面的日子很难受，为什么？火烤得很厉害。
And he was suffering in the fire of hell.
他很痛苦。
And very, very suffering greatly.
他希望拉撒路帮他做一件事情。
And he wanted Lazarus to help him with one thing.
就是去告诉他家里面的五个弟兄们
And that was to tell his five brothers
能够学习拉撒路将来能够去到亚伯拉罕的怀里
To be like Lazarus and to end up in Abraham's bosom
他能不能去呢
But could they go?
不能去对不对
He could not go The rich man could not go to tell them
谁能够去呢
But who could?
活着的人
Only those who are still alive, those who are following Jesus.
这是这个世界上活着跟随耶稣的人的目标和意义。
So this is a really important goal and extremely meaningful thing for us who are Christians here and now.
这也提醒着我们跟随耶稣的人，什么是对我们生活最重要的事情。
It reminds us.Who are Christians, what is most important in their life?
不是钱财，不是世上的成功。
And it's not money or success.
世上的人，他们的钱财，他们的成功，会被他们的死亡扫得一干二净。
Because when people of this world die, the money and success will be swept away.
而跟随耶稣的人，却因着主的再来，让我们能够参与到他的使命里面去。
But for those who are Christians here and now, the second coming of the Lord gives us motivation to be involved in building God's kingdom.
So in 2017, this new year of 2017,
你在
2017年，你有没有计划要给一个人传一个福音呢？
Do you have any plan to share the gospel with people?
你没有计划要去关怀一个人呢？
For instance, to show concern for a particular person.
可能坦白来说，我们很多的弟兄姐妹会说，我没有经历过啊。
Maybe many of us here would say, "Oh, I've tried that."
我没有去传过福音。
Or I've not shared the gospel.
我也没有不懂得如何去关怀别人。
And I don't understand how to really show concern for other people.
那我觉得我也再次介绍给大家一个我们已经在学习的内容。
So let me just share a little bit with you.
我们正在有逐渐逐渐我们在以后的日子常常会有三辅的训练。
And so going forward, we'll have many opportunities to receive training in evangelism.
一个传福音的课程。
If this is a certain, it's called Evangelism Explosion, a certain training program for evangelism.
今天就谈到如何去关怀，如何去传扬。
And it will tell us how to show spiritual concern for others, how to share the gospel.
你看看我们自己的周围。
Look around us.
其实真的，我们的家人、我们的同事和朋友们在等着我们。
Our family members, our friends, our coworkers, they're waiting for us to share.
这里面谈到主耶稣再来 的第二件第二个方面。
So the second aspect that is spoken of here in this passage about the second coming of the Lord,
那就是他再来的作为
are the actions of his second coming.
其实在马可福音第十三章二十，在马可福音第八章三十八节里面也提到了耶稣再来的事情。
We already actually saw in chapter 8, Jesus speaks of his second coming.
凡在这淫乱作恶的世代把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候也要把那人当作可耻的。
And here it says in verse 38, if anyone is ashamed of meAnd my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
而在这里二十六节二十七节说，那时他们要看见人子大有能力，大荣耀驾云降临。他要差遣天使，把他的选民从四处、从地极直到天边都招聚了来。
So here.Chapter 13, verses 26 and 27, it says, At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens.
这里我们会看到耶稣再来他的什么状态呢？是大有荣耀，大有能力。
So here we see when the Lord comes again, he will be with great glory, with great power.
是一个荣耀的降临。
This will be a glorious return.
我们知道耶稣第一次来是什么状态呢？
The first time that Jesus came, what was that like?
刚刚过了圣诞节。
We just celebrated Christmas.
耶稣基督降生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
是一个卑微的降生。
This is a very lowly.
是一个降卑的状态。
And this is a humble.
马可福音前面讲到说，他要去到耶路撒冷做什么呢？
Here in the Gospel of Mark, it says Jesus went to Jerusalem to do what?
他要去到耶路撒冷受死。
He is going to die.
这就是耶稣第一次来。
This was Jesus the first time.
谦卑的带来救恩。
Coming in humility with salvation.
而耶稣基督第二次来是怎么样的呢？
But now the second time the return of Christ.
荣耀大有能力而来。
Now it's with glory, with great power.
要把上帝的旨意完全的彰显。
And now he will reveal in all its fullness the will of God.
而这里面谈到，谁将来要被耶稣基督召聚过来呢？
And so it speaks of Jesus calling together all those who belong to him.
那就是把耶稣基督的选民召聚过来。
That is, those who have been chosen, the elect, will be drawn together, gathered.
我们看看说，在耶稣的时代，犹太人当时的心态是，谁是上帝的选民呢？
So at that time, of course, the Jews, who did they think were the chosen people?
亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The descendants of Abraham.
什么样的子孙呢？
What kind of descendants?
血统上的。
Blood descendants.
而耶稣在这里谈到说，是他的选民会被他召集过来。
But here Jesus speaks of his descendants, his followers being gathered.
这是一个亚伯拉罕的后裔。
These are the descendants, the true descendants of Abraham.
什么样的后裔呢？
What kind of descendants?
信心的后裔。
These are the descendants of faith.
是一些真心的跟随耶稣，在信心里面来跟随上帝的人。
Those who truly believe in Jesus and follow God.
这就是耶稣谈到将来要成型的教会这一个群体。
So here Jesus is actually referring to the church that will be formed once he is resurrected.
包括了犹太人当中跟随耶稣的人。
Including the Jews who follow Jesus.
也包括了后来成型的外邦的教会的弟兄姐妹。
And also including the Gentiles who turn to Christ.
是一个耶稣的选民。
These are the chosen, the elect of Jesus.
这个群体才是亚伯拉罕真正的后裔。
This group of people, these are the true descendants of Abraham.
这个群体是怎么形成的呢？
And how is this community formed?
这个群体的形成就跟前面提到，耶稣他谈到说他要去耶路撒冷受死，然后复活这个救恩形成的。
So it's just as Jesus had said, he will go to Jerusalem to die, and it's because of his death on the cross that this community can emerge, can be formed.
耶稣的选民，上帝的子民们，是一群被耶稣救恩所救赎的人。
That the elect of Jesus are those who have been redeemed by him.
以信心来接受耶稣救恩的人。
Those who by faith receive the gift of salvation that he offers.
这一群跟随耶稣的人是要来看重主再来日子的人。
And so those who have accepted Jesus by faith, they will see God's salvation in the day of the Lord.
这一群人是要在末世的状态里面来为主做见证的人。
They will in these last days be a witness, a testimony to God.
这一群人生活的目标不是看重这个世界而来，是看重主的再来的群体。
And this group of people, they don't make this world their focus, but rather the second coming of the Lord.
在这段经文里面，其实耶稣也是对跟随他的门徒一个鼓励和保证。
And this is actually what Jesus is talking about here is really a great encouragement and a deep assurance for his followers.
因为在耶和华的日子有大审判。
Because in the day of the Lord, there will be great judgment.
可能跟随耶稣的门徒要面对世界的逼迫受死。
Those who follow Jesus will face great persecution and suffering.
但是有盼望。
But there is hope.
耶稣再来的盼望。
And that is the hope of Jesus' second coming.
因为人没有盼望不能活。
Without hope, people can't live.
这是世人的感觉。世人也在编织着梦幻，梦想成为他们的盼望。
This is what people of the world do, even those who don't know the Lord, that they have a daily dream to give them hope.
但耶稣基督的门徒们却有一个真实的盼望。
But for us, as followers of Jesus, we have a true and living hope.
那就是耶稣基督的再来。
And that is the second coming.
耶稣基督的再来带来什么呢？
And what will the second coming of Jesus bring?
腓立比书第三章二十节说，
Here in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 20,It says,
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们如何等呢？
How do we wait?
在帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面谈到一件事情。
Here in the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, it says,
帖撒罗尼迦教会说，主既然要来，那我们就这样，什么事情也不做，等着主再来好了。
They thought, well, the Lord is coming, so let's just not do anything. Let's just sit here and wait.
但是保罗却在这里，腓立比书三章十二节到十四节却是这样说的。
But actually, Paul says here in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15,
这不是说我已经得着，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆之跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Not that I've already attained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
因为等候主再来不是一个消极的等待，而是一个积极的等待。
So So waiting for the second coming of the Lord is not a passive thing, but rather an active waiting.
等待着耶稣基督那带给我们将来的一种荣耀。
And looking forward, anticipating the glory that He will give us when He returns.
一个奖赏。
The reward that He will give us.
坦白来说，在我们的日子里面，哇，要为主奔跑。
Actually, to be honest, in our lives, to labor, to run for the Lord.
请问一个问题，大家觉得2016年累不累
？Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like in 2016, were you tired? Were you tired out by everything you had to do?
确实，在我们的工作、学习、家庭的照顾上。我们好像已经很累很累了。
But with work and with family and with ministry, and many of us, I think, felt very tired.
突然还如果说要我们为主再来奔跑。
So if we talk about having to run for the Lord, preparing for His return,
那是不是会让你喘不过气来呢
？Do we feel like, oh, I can't take that?
那在这里保罗也提醒我们要来为主奔跑到底是要什么意思呢
So when Paul talks about running for the Lord, what exactly is he talking about?
其实他在后面的经文14-16节里面有一个提醒
Actually, in verses 14 and 15, there's a reminder for us.
所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心若在什么事上存别样的心神必也神也必以此指示你们然而我们到了什么地步就当照着什么地步行
It says again this is Philippians chapter 3 verses 15-16 all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things and if on some point you think differently that too God will make clear to you only let us live up to what we have already attained
一个完完全全跟随耶稣的人心智上要改变
So to follow the Lord with all of our hearts, then we need a change inwardly.
因为让我们看到说我们生命的目标是对着谁。
We have to see that our life goal, where is that focused? On who is that focused?
这就是奔跑的方向的问题。
It's the direction in which we run. That's the key question.
是要摸着他们自己的目标在奔跑。
That the people of the world, they're running for their own goals.
但坦白来说，我们很多基督徒也是为我们自己的生命目标在奔跑。
But to tell you the truth, many Christians are also running for their own goals.
所以说，也提醒我们反省我们自己的生活。
So this is a reminder for us to reflect on our own life.
我们生命的目标是不是向着主在奔跑
？Is our life goal really focused on Jesus?
第二个方面呢
？The second aspect,
奔跑的力度的问题
，is it has to do with the vigor with which we run.
坦白来说，教会里面这样一个群体
，Honestly speaking, that in the church, this community,
确实有的弟兄姐妹为主摆上很多。
There are some brothers and sisters who really do devote an awful lot to the Lord.
可能跑到了110
maybe 110%.
不知道你们有没有过那个跑步机上锻炼的经验
？Have you ever actually been training for running?
本来只有它是180减去你的年龄是你心跳跑步的状态
and they want your heart rate to get up to 180 beats per minute
对我自己来说呢我是跑140
I could get up to 140
但是如果说我跑150-160会怎么样呢
but what if I went to 150-160 what would happen
跑一会儿就受不了了
just after a minute I just couldn't take it anymore
这是我们人自己生活身体的状态
That's our physical state.
但是我们要看到说，在我们的生活里面，当我们真正为主摆上的时候，那个加油机不是我们的心脏，乃是主耶稣自己。
But what we want to see is that when we offer ourselves to serve the Lord, to run for Him, it's not our own strength, but rather His strength in us.
所以求主耶稣看顾那些在我们教会辛勤侍奉的弟兄姐妹。
So may the Lord look after those of us who are serving Him.
把主耶稣基督的能力大大的赐给他们。
That the power of the Lord Jesus would be greatly bestowed on them.
让他们能够继续往前跑。
That they can continue to run forward.
但坦白来说，有的人可能心跳可以跑到140跑10分钟，但是他的心跳可能只有70。
But maybe some of us here we could run at 140 heartbeats per minute, but we're actually only maybe at 70.
因为他还没有来为主奔怎么奔跑。
Because we still don't understand how to really run for the Lord.
一个基督徒的生命真正的成长。
But the true growth of a Christian,
那就需要来为主奔跑。
You have to run for the Lord.
有的时候就要跑到180减你年龄的那个心率。
In fact, sometimes you even have to run up to 180 beats per minute.
你的生命才能够得到塑造。
And then your life will be built up.
你的基督徒属灵的生命才能够强壮。
And that your spiritual life will become strong.
我这次去参加了个 CMC 的一个大会。
I just came back from this Chinese mission conference.
我得到一个感动
and I felt touched by the Lord.
对我们教会的弟兄姐妹来说
For our brothers and sisters here at the church,
我自己想到一个目标
I found out this goal.
那就是在2017年我们能不能够关怀一个人
That is, in 2017, can we show concern, spiritual concern for one person?
我们要委身于一个团契或者小组
AndJoin a fellowship in the church.
我们能够参与教会的一项事工
and also be involved in one ministry in the church.
当然，有的弟兄姐妹已经做到了。
Some of us here have already done that.
但是我会看到，我同时也看到我们教会很多弟兄姐妹在这方面还可以努力。
But I also see that there are brothers and sisters in the church who need to work harder in these areas.
这个可以，也许可以成为。我们2017年我们教会弟兄姐妹的目标
and maybe this can become the goal then for our brothers and sisters here in the church for this coming year
那就是关怀一个人
so concern, spiritual concern for one person
我们关怀的人可能是已经信主的
maybe they already believe in the Lord
可能他还没有信主
but maybe they're not yet a Christian
我们委身于一个小组
and then we are committed to a fellowship group
我们参与教会的一项侍奉
and then we participate in one ministry at least one ministry in the church
弟兄姐妹我们今年是新年的第一个主日
brothers and sisters this is the first Sunday of our new year
我在想这个经文好像自然就安排到要讲到主的再来
and it's interesting that according to the plan without even thinking about this but it just so happens that the passage that we're going to talk about today is talking about the second coming of the Lord
这不是一个巧合
That's not coincidental.
那是主奇妙的安排。
That's the Lord's wonderful arranging.
真是愿主的带领我们在2017年的日子里面。
May the Lord lead us in this new year 2017.
能够看到我们自己生活的目标真正是对着主。
May our life goal will truly be focused on God.
一个盼望。
A genuine hope.
等待与主见面。
To long for seeing him face to face.
因为当我们把我们自己的生命目标对准主的时候
Because when our goal is focused on the Lord,
主会保证我们
He, the Lord, will look after us.
那就是我开头讲的那一个
Just what I spoke about earlier.
你打算如何离开这个世界呢？是笑还是哭呢？
How do you want to leave this world, laughing or crying?
当我们把我们的生命目标对准主的时候，你就会笑着离开这个世界。
Our life goal is focused on Jesus. We live this world by.
因为主会再来
，because He is coming again.
来迎接我们与他同在
，and He will bring us to Himself.
愿上帝祝福我们众弟兄姐妹的2017年。
May the Lord bless each of us here in this new year of 2017.
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给主。
And we give all the glory to God.
所以我们下面我们一起低头做一个简单的祷告
Let's pray together
我亲爱的主耶稣我们感谢你
Oh dear Lord Jesus we want to thank you
我们感谢你的第一次降临降杯
We thank you for coming the first time in humility 来成为我们赎罪祭。
To become our offering for sin.
你呼召我们成为你的门徒。
You've called us to be your disciples.
你呼召我们成为你的选民。
You've called us to be your chosen people.
乃是为了你自己的荣耀。
For your own glory,
不是我们
not for ours.
主啊，愿你的荣耀彰显。
Lord, may your glory be revealed.
彰显在我们身上。
May it be revealed in us.
驱使我们能为你摆上。
And may it empower us and move us, Lord, to offer ourselves for
you
and to run for you.
那带领我们2017年侍奉在你的面前。
Lord, we offer our ministry in the year 2017 to you.
帮助我们有关爱别人的心。
Lord, give us a heart to love others.
有侍奉的心。
To minister.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.